This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Ellen is a successful novelist. She's content with her world until the intrusion of a new neighbor forces her to confront her fears and unexpectedly changes everything she thought she knew about herself and her world. Will she accept it, or will she turn away from herself? The play is called When the Stars Are Right, and it's being performed for the 2014 Nanaimo Fringe Festival at the Nanaimo Museum venue.
I spoke with writer and director William Anderson, who is a graduate of the creative writing program at Vancouver Island University, about the debut of his first play.
My name is William Anderson, and I am the writer-director of When the Stars Are Right for Nanaimo Fringe 2014. The Evil Boy Theater Group is me. I am the Evil Boy Theater Group, and the name actually derives from a nickname I received from an ex-girlfriend. And it was created specifically for this show, and I haven't decided the future of it just yet, but right now it's represented by When the Stars Are Right. Originally, when the idea for the play first originally came to me, the focus was going to be on the relationship between the two women, but as I started writing the play, it morphed into something deeper about, you know, the path that life takes you on, rather than just focusing on the relationship between the two women. For me, it was an eye-opener, actually. When I finished writing it and I reread it, I was like, wow, where'd that come from? The idea to apply to the Fringe, actually, was the brainchild of a friend of mine who had done a show for the Fringe in 2012. And so I just kind of applied, and I didn't really think I'd get in. I wouldn't get chosen in the lottery, and then I did, and I was like, oh, wow, now what do I do? So I set about casting, and everybody that's read the play has really liked the play. I got my cast together, and we've been rehearsing, and so far it's been great. It's been fantastic. This is the very first play that I myself have written that has ever made it to a public audience. Tonight was the world premiere of When the Stars Are Right. It's a brand new play. I'm a brand new director / marketing person / producer. So I do have to admit that I was a little lax on my promotion for the play, just due to my day job and time constraints. The dozen or so people that were in the audience today was actually more than I was expecting. So I was happy, actually. It was nice and intimate, and they seemed to have enjoyed themselves. Well, originally the alcohol was to help her get over the loss of her husband. And then, like, in the timeline of the play, her husband died just slightly over a year from when the play takes place. So in that year, she's pretty much just withdrawn and gone into herself. And alcohol is a depressive. So when you're in that state and you drink, it just makes your state more of what it is. When she eventually meets Michelle and comes out of her shell more, then the alcohol becomes more of a lubricant as a way for her to experience life the way Michelle approaches it, you know, where she's freer with what she says and how she acts, you know, and it lets her become what she, you know, once was before the death of her husband. Originally, I wanted Michelle to be the exact opposite of Ellen. You know, as a writer, Ellen is very introverted in her head. You know, she kind of dwells in her own little world. And so Michelle's the exact opposite. Like the line where Michelle says she prefers playing in the dirt. You know, she's more, I guess, earthy would be the term. As for the suspiciousness in the beginning, I actually noticed that in the rehearsals that when she approaches, she's almost stalker-like. I didn't really have any kind of specific attitude in mind for the first scene. I just wanted to do a direct contrast between the two of them. I kind of like that, actually, the suspiciousness, because really you don't know what her purpose is for being there. And actually, even at the end, you never really do find out. I've always tried to write dialogue that you would say in real life. I performed plays and read plays where the speaking was so awkward that, you know, during rehearsal it was a real struggle to actually say them, say the words the way they're written, because they were just so alien compared to regular conversation. So when I write stories or plays or whatever, I try to make the dialogue sound real. And I'm glad you found it that way, and that it drew you in. That was my my goal, is to make it sound like, you know, these could be any two people around. You know, not somebody who speaks with, you know, like Shakespeare in rhyming couplets or whatever. Come see the show if you haven't seen it. We just opened. It's a lot of fun. That's about it.
William Anderson wrote and directed When the Stars Are Right. You can catch it this coming weekend on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Fringes Nanaimo Museum venue.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.